This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Tribal leaders in Arizona claimed victory this week after a federal court ruled in favor of their request to halt a mine project on tribal ancestral grounds. The Tohono O'odham, Pasquale Yaqui, and Hopi tribes asked the court to stop construction of an open-pit copper mine by Hud Bay Minerals in the Santa Rita Mountains. The U.S. Forest Service approved the plan, but the court disagreed, preventing Hud Bay from moving forward on the project. Chairman of the Tohono O'odham Nation, Ned Norris, in a statement said it's a victory and the mine would devastate land, water, and cultural resources. The tribes say the area suffered irreversible cultural destruction in the 1980s by mining, including the mishandling of burial grounds. Conservation groups joined the tribes represented by Earth Justice in the request. Canadian-based Hud Bay Minerals, in a statement, said it will appeal the decision. In Native vote news this week, the 8th Circuit U.S. Court of Appeals vacated a lower court's injunction put in place to protect Native American voters in North Dakota. Tribes and Native voters in the state have been fighting North Dakota's voter ID law, which they say is discriminatory, requiring an ID with a residential street address. The 8th Circuit acknowledged Native voter disenfranchisement but found the injunction to be too broad. Tribes, Native voting rights advocates, and Native organizations took a number of steps ahead of the 2018 midterm elections, including the issuing of IDs, which led to a surge in Native voter turnout in the state. Attorneys with the Native American Rights Fund expressed their disappointment with the ruling, saying they'll continue to fight for Native voting rights. A bison in Montana, part of the Four Peck Tribe's quarantine program, recently died. As Olivia Reingold reports, the bull was one of five set to join the tribe's bison herd this fall.
A freak accident. That's how Robert Magnin, director of the Fort Peck Tribe's Fish and Game Department, describes the bison's death. He says the bison were fine during a Thursday night check-in. Then, on Friday morning, he found one of the bulls tangled in a 9,000-volt electrical fence with porcupine quills in its face. He says he doesn't know what happened, if another bull ran him into the fence or if the porcupine spooked him. All he says he knows is that the bison was shocked to death. Over a poor cell phone connection, Magnin says that this was an expensive test of the quarantine's fencing system.
It's kind of a high cost to learn that, but we know we are assured that they're going to stay in it.
In 2014, the Fort Peck tribe spent $500,000 constructing a state-of-the-art quarantine facility for brucellosis. Magnin says his department won't change its quarantine protocol because the fence did its job. It kept the bull inside. And he says that cattle ranchers who, despite lack of precedent, fear that bison can give cattle brucellosis should take comfort that bison can't escape the quarantine area. The four remaining bison will graduate from the quarantine this October. For National Native News, I'm Olivia Reingold.
Cherokee Nation Chief-Elect Chuck Hoskin Jr. announced Thursday a $30 million plan to rehab homes and buildings in northeastern Oklahoma. According to the tribe, there are more than 600 low-income families with housing needs, including elders and citizens with disabilities. The plan, which now heads to the Tribal Council for approval, also creates a number of jobs. Hoskin set to become principal chief on August 14th. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
From northern Minnesota, Red Lake Nation Foods is pleased to support this show and share the bounty of the harvests. Wild rice products and wild fruit jams, jellies, and syrups produced by American Indians and available at redlakenationfoods.com.
Support by Ramona Farms, offering wholesome and delicious foods from our heirloom crops as our contribution to a better diet for the benefit of all people. We are honored to share our centuries-old farming and culinary traditions online at ramonafarms.com.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.